Professor Rice. Remain standing. We'll be led an opening prayer with Brother David Duran from Louisville, Kentucky. David.
Our kind and gracious Father, we thank Thee in Jesus for the privilege of being together as a body of Thy saints. We ask Thy blessing upon this gathering. Please help us to make music together with our voices and with our hearts. Help us that the weariness of our flesh will disappear as we know that all with one voice we might praise Thee in this evening of considering together the good things of Thy Word. Help us that it might help our fellowship, help our souls to rest in the knowledge that Thou art with us and that our praise toward Thee is indeed rewarded of Thee with so many good and wonderful things. We leave everything in Thy care and ask Thy blessing upon this session. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
We now come to the last service of the day. We can relax from all of the mental lessons we have had the past 2 days now and just relax, singing and listening to others sing. Before we begin, we have love from the brethren in Marshfield, Wisconsin, and also love from the St. Louis class, especially from Brother Ed Beard. And so with that, we'll turn the meeting over to Brother George Tabak, who will conduct this service. Brother George.
Well, brethren, I'm sure that all of our hearts have been blessed. Meeting together in 2 days of convention, it's always sweet to meet with the Lord's brethren and fellowship together and feast at the Lord's table. And tonight we'd like to come apart and rest a while. Rest in the knowledge of the precious truth that we have and of our relationship with our Lord. We'd like to lift our voices in singing praises to our Heavenly Father's name. Perhaps as we do, and we can try to think and meditate of what it might be like or what it will be like if faithful, to be beyond the veil and lifting our voices and singing praises to our Heavenly Father as we meet together with all the brethren who have gone before and all the angelic hosts. We thought a very fitting hymn for beginning would be hymn number 23. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, because indeed it is a precious tie that draws us all together in the bonds of brotherly love. And I'm sure we'll perhaps have a tear in our eye as we contemplate some of those who have gone beyond as we consider our brethren. So let us raise our voices in singing, Blessed be the tie that binds.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Blessed are the sons of
it's a blessing to reflect back on precious memories of many of our dear brethren who have served their lives endeavoring to glorify our Heavenly Father and to reflect upon their zeal and upon their faithfulness. And in this same vein, we would like to ask our brother Glenn Pryor to read for us now the 133rd Psalm, verse 1, and Psalm 132, 13 and 14. We'd like to mention, for the various readings, if the brethren would be more or less sitting in this side, and those that will be singing in, towards the front on the my left.
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it.
How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Indeed, as the 132nd Psalm says, one of the reasons why, for it was the Lord who hath chosen Zion. These two verses have always been precious to me, the feeling, the emotion that's expressed in our Heavenly Father as He desires, anticipates the completion of His body, of the Lord's body. The Lord hath chosen Zion, He hath desired it for His habitation. This is my rest forever. Oh, what feeling, how the Father wants us to make our calling and election sure. Now we'll have the privilege of hearing six of our sisters sing a beautiful hymn, In the Garden.
Thank you.
the angelic voices, isn't it? He walks with me and he talks with me. How precious to hear the leadings of the Lord as a voice behind us telling us the way in which to walk. Now, brethren, let us lift our voices together in singing hymn 232, Where Are the Reapers? Precious privilege is ours in sharing in the harvest work. We'd like to ask Brother Ed Bilecki to come to the lectern and read for us a quotation from Volume 2, page 365, expressing what is one of the privileges we have.
While the first glimpse of God's glorious plan for blessing the whole world through the church during the millennial age fills the hearts and enlists the zeal of his faithful children to the utmost, yet as their efforts to enlighten others are coldly received, they find that only a very few comparatively have an ear to hear. The tendency is to settle down to the quiet enjoyment of the precious knowledge in such a manner as will bring the least reproach and opposition. Seeing this, our natural weakness, the Lord has provided time prophecies as a spur to quicken and awaken us fully and keep us active in His service. being already in the harvest time, harvest work should engage the time, service, and thoughts of the Lord's servants who now, like the disciples at the first advent, are to do the reaping work. Let us each seek to do what our hands find to do in obedience to the instructions of the great chief reaper.
A few words so full of meaning. When we see so little fruitage, there could be a tendency to settle down to quiet enjoyment of the precious knowledge that we have in such a way that it will bring the least amount of reproach or opposition. But that's not what we want to do, is it? No. Seeing this is our natural weakness, the Lord has given us so much of His precious truth of prophecy that we might realize what is the privilege that we have. We have the greatest message in this universe. There's no knowledge anywhere on the face of the earth that can begin to compare with that precious knowledge that we have privilege to know. Oh, may we be faithful in proclaiming it as long as we have breath within us. Now I would like to ask Sister Edna May Chasteen and her daughter Rebecca sing for us the precious hymn, Not My Own. Thankful we are that we are not our own, that we have been bought by our Lord and we have the privilege of serving and walking with Him. Now, brethren, let us lift our voices all together again, singing number 267. So let our daily lives express the meaning of true holiness. Now we'd like to ask our brother Gary Norris to read for us to what has always been to me a very precious quotation relative as to what is a truly consecrated heart. Brother Gary.
This is a quotation from reprint 5913. Some Christian writer has well said, wherever there has been a faithful following of the Lord in a consecrated heart, several things have, sooner or later, inevitably followed. Meekness and quietness of spirit become in time the characteristics of the daily life. A submissive acceptance of the will of God as it comes in the hourly events of each day is manifested. Pliability in the hands of God to do or to suffer all the good pleasure of His will, sweetness under provocation, calmness in the midst of turmoil and bustle, a yielding to the wishes of others where there is no conflicting principle involved, and an insensibility to slights and affronts, absence of worry or anxiety, deliverance from care and fear, all these and many other similar graces are invariably found to be the natural outward development of that inward life which is hid with Christ in God.
Aren't those precious words? And I'm sure that we've all had the privilege from time to time to be in the presence of some of our brethren who have manifested these many beautiful graces and characteristics, and how we want each day to find ourselves striving harder and harder that they might be true of us. And now, in keeping with the consecrated heart, our desiring to draw nearer and nearer to the Father, we'd like to have a hymn sung, Sweet Hour of Prayer, by a group of our two brothers and two sisters, group of our brethren, Sweet Hour of Prayer. because of that sweet hour of prayer, and indeed, perhaps in direct relationship to it, that it will be true of us as to whether or not meekness and quietness of spirit will become the characteristics of the daily life, or whether we have a submissive acceptance of the will of God as it comes in the hourly events of each day. Pliability in the hands of God, to do or suffer all the good pleasure of His will. Sweetness, sweetness under provocation. Calmness in the midst of turmoil and bustle, which we have so much about us every day. A yielding to the wishes of others. Ah, 'tis sweet when it is found. And an insensibility to slights and affronts. Absence of worry, anxiety, and deliverance from care and fear, all directly related to the time we spend in the prayer with our Heavenly Father and beseeching His help for us to be able to gain these graces. Let us join our voices together again in singing, brethren, hymn number 282, The Flush of Morning. Though clouds and darkness are round about us, oh, how we rejoice as we see even now the morning rays of the dawning of that beautiful millennial day. And now we would like to ask our brother Ron Chasteen to read for us a quotation from the first volume, page 346. Brother Ron.
A knowledge of these things, and the evidences that they are nigh, even at the door, should have a powerful influence upon all, but especially upon the consecrated children of God, who are seeking the prize of the divine nature. We urge such, while they lift up their heads and rejoice, knowing that their redemption draweth nigh, to lay aside every weight and hindrance, and to run patiently the race in which they have started. You have consecrated all your time, all your talents to the Lord. Now the question is, how much of it are you giving? Are you still willing to give up all? Are you willing to do this at the cost of earthly friendships and social ties? Are you willing to give up time from other things for the investigation of these glorious themes with the certain knowledge that it still cost you this self-denial? If all is not consecrated, or if you only half meant it when you gave all to the Lord, then you will begrudge the time and effort needful to search His Word as for hid treasure, to obtain thus the strength needful for all the trials of faith incident to the present, the dawn of the millennium, above other times.
We urge all, while they lift up their heads and rejoice, knowing that the redemption draweth nigh, to lay aside every weight and hindrance. Yes, and even all the more so now, as we have seen so much of prophecy fulfilled. We have seen the nation of Israel burst forth into bloom, and we have realized the promise of our Lord that it'll be that generation that saw it will not pass before that kingdom is set up in power and glory. Oh, it is so near. Are we still willing to give up of our all? A question we all need to look deep inside. Are we? Are we truly doing all that we can in serving, honoring, and glorifying our Heavenly Father? Now we'll ask our brother Richard Doctor to sing for us a beautiful hymn that expresses what all of us are anxiously waiting someday to have take place, seeing our Lord face to face.
My Savior, face to face, what will it be? And with rapture I behold Him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. Face to face shall I behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by. Face to face, O blissful moment, face to face to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. Face to face shall I behold Him, far beyond the starry sky. Face to face in all His glory, I shall see Him by and by.
Oh, what a moment that will be, when in a moment, a twinkling of an eye, we will be there with our Lord and see Him face to face, and He ushers us into the presence of our Heavenly Father. Now,
Now we'd like to ask our brother Bob Brand to read for us a quotation from the reprints, page 5333. Brother Bob.
If everything else in life were taken from us, and we were without a penny in the world, we would still be rich towards God if we had the truth. And so we all are needy in respect to this intelligence and this knowledge. When we perceive this, how could we be indifferent to the telling forth of the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light? So then, God has so arranged this matter that all those who believe and become children of God may have a share with Him in His great work. And since we know these things, they become a test of our loyalty and love. And the Lord, seeing this character in us, will determine whether or not we shall be associated in the honorable work on the other side of the veil.
If everything else in life were taken from us, we would still be rich. Ah, how true that is. Once Brother Russell was asking the brethren in an article, what would you take for the truth? $100,000? $1,000,000? No, nothing. There's nothing that anyone could give us in life that would be more precious than the truth and the knowledge we have. And so how much it has meant to us, so may we, in turn, share this precious message with others. And may we inspire ourselves as we think of it in the singing of the hymn, To the Work.
To the work, to the work, O ye servants of God, let us follow the path that our Master has.
Let us all then pray.
Let us labor till the work is done. And not so much till the work is done about us. Because you know, brethren, we feel that that is not as important. Because if we wouldn't do the work, the Lord would raise up stones to do it. He said he would. But it's the work that it does, that it accomplishes within us in the crystallizing and developing of our character to lay down our life until, yea, it hurts in the service and the glorifying of our Lord. And now we'll have the privilege of hearing a group of our brethren singing the beautiful hymn, Glorifying Our God, O God, How Great Thou Art. How could words begin to express the feelings in of our heart of how great our God is? But indeed, it's well to the extent that we can, lift up our voice in praise and admiration. Now, brethren, let us sing a hymn that is precious to us all, I'm sure. I need thee every hour. Precious the knowledge that not only that we need our Lord every hour, but that we can come to Him at any moment, at any time. We don't have to wait to the closing of the day. But on our feet, in the bustling activity of our labor, we can come to Him, even with eyes open, but knowing He hears and will help us and give us encouragement. And oh, how often we need encouragement. Because Satan, as a wily foe, tries to bring us discouragement in oh, so many ways. And so we'd like to have our brother Alvin Raffle read for us a poem, "Hitherto, to lift us up when we might be discouraged." Brother Alvin.
Our scripture is from Samuel, 1 Samuel 7:12. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. Hitherto. When our soul is much discouraged, by the roughness of the way, and the cross we have to carry seemeth heavier every day. When some cloud that overshadows hides our Father's face from view, oh, it's well that then we remember He has blessed us hitherto. Looking back the long years over, what a varied path, and yet all the way His hand has led us, placed each hindrance we have met, given us the pleasant places, cheered us all the weary journey through, passing through the deepest waters, He has blessed us hitherto.
And so, brethren, let us not be discouraged. Oh, we slip, we fall, but on a bended knee may we ask our Father's forgiveness and believe our Lord when He said that if we ask, He will forgive. And may we pick ourselves up and strive onward again to try harder the next time. And now, brethren, we'd like to have our sisters Ruth and Anna sing for us a precious hymn, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Amen.
grace. Us who were nothing but dust on the balance scale, and our Lord has invited us to be with Him, to sit on His throne, to have a body like unto Him. What a privilege. So we thought of those words when we've been there 10,000 years. Oh, can we contemplate it? No. But that's what will be ours if we, for the few remaining years, press onward with all that is within us. What grace we have. And now, brethren, perhaps some of you are not aware, but we felt that it just wouldn't be fitting to close the convention without bidding a farewell to some of our brethren. Today will be the last day. Brother Albert and Sister Anastasia Schepelbaum will be in Chicago for a while at least. I hope they'll come and visit us. But Brother Albert and Sister Anastasia are going to be moving to California, for those of you who are not aware. I tried to find out for some of the brethren how long they've been in Chicago, and it's so long no one can remember for sure. But I think it's around 40 years that they have been consecrated, somewhere close to that, faithfully endeavoring to serve the Lord, and they have become precious to all of us here in Chicago, and I'm sure to all of you brethren who know them. And so we do want to express our love, our appreciation to them for all the help that they have been to us here. And we would like to sing in closing hymn number 64, that God would be with them until we are beyond the veil. We do not have that on the slides, brethren, so we'll have to use our hymn books. Perhaps we could have the lights in the auditorium turned on.
He is consecrated.
And Brother George Tabak will word our closing prayer.
Brother John, I make a motion we send our Church of Lovers meetings to California for this convention.
All in favor? Thank you.
Our most loving Heavenly Father, we bow before Thy hallowed presence to give Thee adoration and praise for all that Thou hast given us, for this precious knowledge that we have of Thee, and that Thou hast touched us and invited us higher. O Father, may we strive with all that is within us to strive to make our calling and election sure, to complete that work that we have covenanted to do, to lay down our life to serve Thee and Thy children. We thank Thee, Father, for this amazing grace that Thou hast given us. And now, Father, we commit the remainder of this day into Thy care and keeping, thanking Thee for all of our blessings and remembering all of our brethren, wherever they might be. Bless them each as Thou knowest their needs. And be with our brother Albert and sister Anastasia in their new home and surroundings, and help them to receive a blessing and be a blessing as they have been to us. We commit ourselves now into Thy loving care, praying in Jesus' precious name. Amen.